com.
And welcome to What's On Your Mind. We are in Bottineau, North Dakota today. No more talking about it. We're doing it. We're here. By golly, we've been anticipating this trip for some time. They remember that down in Frisco, Texas, down there broadcasting from the National Championship Fund for the NDSU Bison early in January, ran into some folks from Bottineau, and they said, hey, why don't you bring that What's On Your Mind show to Bottineau? And I said, well, what's not to love about that invite? So Pat Arts from the State Bank of Bottineau was gracious enough to offer a spot for us to broadcast from and to introduce us to lots of good folks from in and around Bottineau, and came up last night, took a tour around, and I'm telling you what, it's beautiful. It really is. About an hour and some change north and a little bit east of Minot. And, you know, right up along the border. And it's funny, you come north of Minot on 83, of course, and then come over on 5. And, you know, you start saying, are those mountains or am I having some sort of a visual impairment here, for crying out loud? And sure enough, the closer you get to Bottineau, you realize those are mountains. There's certainly mountains for North Dakota. I don't know that, you know, 2,600 feet elevation would qualify for mountains and, in some states around the country, but they do in North Dakota, the Turtle Mountains, and it's beautiful. Lake Minnegoshi is just incredible, and they have a wonderful Bottineau Winter Park up here that is really, really neat, something called the Annie's House that is supported by the Ann Carlson Center. It's just a neat story. So we'll tell you lots of Bottineau stories as we go throughout the day, and it's a neat place to visit, and I'm glad we did. And want to thank our sponsors, including the State Bank of Bottineau and Wold Engineering and the Cobblestone Inn, where we stayed last night, and Nodak Supply and Took Enterprises and Klingbeil Body Shop, the Family Bakery here, Bottineau Farmers Elevator, D&B Body Works, Linus Masonry, State Bank of Bottineau Insurance, St. Andrews Health Center, as well as the good folks from Tweed Country Egg, Don's Hair Shop, the Pizza Inn, and Denny's Pizza, along with Subway, for making our broadcast possible. I tell you what, this is really, it's America, is what it is. It's North Dakota, all rolled into one. They call it a four-season playground, and I can see why, because there's a lot to love here, a lot going on. If you're an outdoor enthusiast, you're going to soak in everything from skiing to snowmobiling and all the trails for the ATVs, and that Lake Minnegoshi is nothing short of incredible. There's a transformation happening from sort of the small town cabin living, which there's a little bit of left, to these, just unbelievable, you know, I don't know what you call them, but you don't call them cabins. You call them, complexes, I guess. Lake living has gotten, quite luxurious, from my little days growing up on a little lake in Minnesota called Minnewaska. So anyway, pretty cool. With Mr. Todd Mitchell, I'm Scott Hennen, and, it's time to talk. And tell us what's on your mind today. Our telephone number is 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550. You can email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. That's studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. You can also weigh in on our questions of the day up on Facebook as well. Good morning, Mr. Todd Mitchell. How are you doing today?
Morning, Mr. Hennen. How are you?
Have you been to Bottineau before?
I've been to Bottineau. It's been ages, though. I'm long overdue.
I'll bring the
K-Fire Cafe up there sometime.
There you go. It's on the bucket list now for sure to bring the family up here for a little skiing. I don't know if we'll get here yet this winter. They still have plenty of snow at the Bottineau Winter Park. But now a beautiful new chalet up there and lodge, and it's just really, really neat. And of course, the summertime looks like a blast. I can't imagine.
I was going to say, in a few months, you're going to have to do the Peace Garden and stuff, too. I mean, it's beautiful.
It's fun getting the What's On Your Mind microphones all across the great state of North Dakota. We love to come out and about and appreciate the invite from Pat Arts and the team at the State Bank of Bottineau. That's why we're here, and looking forward to talking to Pat and some others here a little later on in the program. In the meantime, what's on your mind? Can you imagine, Todd, if you had a loved one that was missing, that was you know, aboard a plane, and you don't know where the plane is, and the airline was kind enough to send you a text message to say, by the way, your family member perished? Is this not the height of tackiness from the, we need to send the Malaysian Airlines people to charm school, I think, don't you?
Yeah, I think so.
Gotta be kidding.
But now, you know, for anybody who says, oh, gee, isn't breaking up by text the worst thing ever? No. This eclipses that easily.
It does, yeah. You can always say, well, if you think that's bad, can you imagine having a loved one on a plane that you get a text message saying, sorry. And some are
calling it
welcome
to closure of the new millennium, huh? Oh, well, there's the text. It's over. Okay. Well, now we know.
The grief experts are calling this a secondary trauma to find out that way. I mean, that's been the most heart-wrenching thing of this whole deal. I'm appalled, really, is the word I'm searching for. Appalled.
Some of us have other terminology we use, but we can't really say some of that stuff. But yeah.
Well, it's just this story just keeps getting worse. I mean, for one, there's all this media speculation. That's pure speculation. It's not news. It's not any kind of factual reporting. It's this is what could have happened when we really have no idea. And even now that they, I guess, have connected the dots on some radar blips that suggested it ended up in the Indian Ocean, there's no actual proof of that. They've not connected any sightings of debris to anything that actually is, is that real debris from the plane? We don't know that yet. So. What we're going on now.
If you speculate, at least make it clear that that's what you're doing is speculating. Don't report it and then kind of bury that fact or even omit that fact. That's not good.
Not a good deal. Not a good deal at all. So anyway, it just heart-wrenching to see what these families are going through. And then to know yesterday they got a text is really incredible. Supreme Court is hearing oral arguments today on a couple of big Obamacare cases. Hobby Lobby. Stores are one of the, I guess, better known groups. And there's another corporation, a wood corporation, that actually is, in both cases, Hobby Lobby and the Conestoga Wood Specialties Group, have actually taken on Kathleen Sebelius in court, and the Supreme Court is hearing this. Basically, it has to do with religious freedom and a woman's access to contraception. The government, the Obama administration, is saying, you know what, companies, you ought not have a say in this. This is really up to a personal health decision for a woman, and your particular beliefs ought to have no say in this whatsoever. Yet they're paying for it and they're providing it, and so this one ultimately is going to the Supreme Court. It's in my mind yet another Obamacare nightmare. Really, I mean, just
but that's not the core thing that's gone viral of late. Did you see what's gone viral in court from Memphis? Judge Joe Brown, he's one of those TV judges like Judge Judy and stuff, thrown in jail for contempt of court. 5 days in jail.
The judge was?
The Judge Joe Brown, yes. He was not the judge in this particular case, but he got a little abusive when the court had no record of the child support case that he was representing somebody for, so... he got a little, and I've got it on my page in KFYR.com, but he got a little mouthy with the judge, and it one day became two, became three, became four, became five.
By the way, I'm very proud of the fact I never watch any of those shows. I am convinced watching those shows can turn you into an imbecile.
Doesn't, if you are a TV judge and you get thrown in jail for contempt of court, doesn't that disqualify you from even having a show anymore?
It's a little odd. A little odd. I would love for a listener to name me a redeeming value from any of these shows. I mean, after watching a half hour of that, are you better off? I mean, do you walk away smarter? Do you
obey the law, follow the straight and narrow, and you won't end up on that show?
Yeah, well,
or at least your chances decrease exponentially.
I guess people watch them because there's enough of them. There's like this proliferation of these shows, but it is disappointing to hear the judge couldn't have done a little better than that for sure. Bismarck Tribune today has nailed it, in my view. Connecting the dots between a reduction in the Department of Defense. President Obama is, along with Secretary Hagel, cheerleading a reduction in the Department of Defense, the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, and the Marines. And, by the way, I'm not sure that was wise to do that overseas. Did anybody see that some headlines about the president talking about that overseas? You know, should we go overseas and say, hey, by the way, we're downsizing our military. So I guess, hey, don't worry about us as much anymore. I don't know what is the translation of that. But what the Bismarck Tribune is connecting is to say, hey, okay, if you're downsizing the active armed services, Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines. What you need is a stronger National Guard, not a reduction in the National Guard, but that's what we're getting as well, including in North Dakota, reducing the numbers here about 9%, which would mean about 210 fewer soldiers. That's a bad idea, isn't it?
Anybody devil's think advocate?
Yeah, but be devil's advocate for me.
Given the technology we have, do we need as many bodies? I'm posing the question. I'm not trying to lead to an answer. I don't know the answer. Do we need as many bodies in this day and age?
Yeah, well, what you know, in the way of technology, I mean, I get if you're making a widget and now a machine makes the widget, you can deal with less people, and that's part of change, but I don't get that connection on the military
side.
Not
taking the stance, just posing the question. Don't know the answer.
Tell us what's on your mind, folks. There's a couple of things in the headlines caught our attention. 800-228-0550 on the program.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
KeepItLocal.com. KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. Like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Tioga, North Dakota is home of Nesset Consulting Services in a beautiful new facility. Kathy Nesset talks about the hometown of Nesset Consulting Services.
I'm very proud of this community. This community welcomed me back in 1979 and 1980 when I first came here. And I feel to whom much is given, much is expected. I am very happy to be able to give back.
And talk about what this new facility allows Nesset Consulting to do for the future.
We're very fortunate. Now we have space. We can now, we have more people hired. We are specializing into some very specialized field services, such as we want to do some thin section preparation of drill cuttings for the oil companies. We're able to do a little bit more quality control of the work that we're doing because we have space for the people to be able to do that work. We have a lab in the back in the shop, infrared chromatography and such like that, that we're doing on the well sites for the oil companies.
To find out more, go to NessetConsulting.com or call them 701-664-1492.
Amanda Bosel here from Midas Resources. Today, March 21st, 2014, gold opened at $1,339.50. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,387.93, $693.96 for a half ounce, or $346.98 for a quarter ounce. Again, that's $1,387.93, $693.96, and $346.98.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers on gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Things we can cut in the federal government in the way of spending before we get to our armed forces, before we get to our National Guard? My answer would be yes. What's yours? 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com to weigh in on that question. President Obama did say overseas, here's the exact quote. He explained that it was actually in an interview that he did in the EU, stressed the U.S. military cuts, explaining that the relationship with Europe had evolved since the Iron Curtain fell more than 20 years ago, encouraging European communities to share the responsibility of protecting their interests. As we have told our European allies many times, we want to see more European nations meeting their commitments when it comes to defense spending. In the United States, after two I lost it here.
After two.
Yeah, I started.
No, we lost you there for a second. I'm like, I'm looking around, going, "Where did Scott go?"
No, I was sent a quote.
After
I just
two.
I didn't get the rest of the quote, so I need in the United States after two war. That's where it ends for me, right there. And then I jumped to the Malaysian Airlines, telling the passengers via message that the plane has been lost. And that none of those on board have survived.
Could you imagine had that text message been in some other language and you thought, well, I don't know what this is supposed to be spam, and you just delete it without knowing the information that was there?
Unbelievable. We have some folks weighing in on that on Facebook. We're going to get to that in a second anyway, so I can finish my thought. In the United States, after two wars, we are moving towards a leaner military. So there's the rest of it. So he's calling on other allies. Hey, we've gone first. We're reducing our defense spending. Now you need to do the same. You know what I'd much rather he do actually over there? I'd rather he'd say, pony up some bucks for the Ukraine, rather than have us have to do it alone. And by the way, if you want to remove the club from the bully's hands. The bully in this case being Putin, the club being oil and gas, and most of the energy that these folks are beholden to, which is why they have to play the Putin game. Buy it from us instead. Wouldn't that be a novel concept for the President of the United States to say?
There you go.
I like that a lot better.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think that'd be a better way to go. Defense Department budget cuts resulting in 200 fewer North Dakota National Guard troops. This is the one that's in my craw today. Again, I would think a lot of the folks in our audience would say, well, good, we're spending less in the federal government. My question is, are there areas we can reduce before we get to the troops? Terry says Obama's trying to go to war with Russia, and they want to cut our defense? Sounds nutty to me. But I guess that sounds rational to a liberal, says Terry. Kathleen says, so much waste in our government. Hit the military first. Insane. Tom Coburn's waste reports in the last few years. She's talking about a senator from Oklahoma who's done a fabulous job of saying, no, there is actual real money to be cut in the waste, fraud, and abuse. Mike says, I say get it from elsewhere, definitely elsewhere. This also puts a damper on disaster response. Stop giving money to banks like Ukraine's. Bring some of our troops home. Foreign aid. Gene says, instead of cutting guard positions, why not cut out the waste? Way too much common sense from our listeners today. One example I have firsthand experience with is DCGS, a total waste since it was designed for the units out front, but the Army could provide nowhere near the bandwidth to run it, so most units would buy off the shelf and get a better system that actually worked. DCGS, proving that we have a very intelligent audience here. You know what DCGS is?
It's one of those
acronyms. Yeah. Mm-hmm. One of those crazy acronyms.
Yeah.
But it's actually an intelligence program that costs $2.7 billion that's supposed to help the Army troops on the ground collect and use intelligence on enemy fighters. It's the Distributed Common Ground System. But it doesn't actually do what the $2.7 billion was supposed to buy. For crying out loud. Go figure that out, which is why this caller is so intelligent in saying, hey, why don't we find $2.7 billion there rather than cutting out North Dakota Guard members to the tune of 210 people. Well said, Gene, and thanks for schooling us up on that little piece of information there. Sid says, I will remember these federal funding cuts next time one argues with me that the well-regulated militia sentence in the Second Amendment refers to the National Guard. All right, appreciate that. Lots of Facebook activity today. We asked the question at the top of the program about the text sent from Malaysia Airlines to relatives of the missing plane passengers via text. Yes, a message via text. And the quote was, the plane has been lost, and none of those on board have survived. Well, what a warm fuzzy that is, huh? Yeah, thank you very much. How wrong was that? Scott says, that's very unfortunate, and it's a society we now live in. How so? That we text to communicate? Even news like that? Mike says...
well, at least they text in English, because if we text in Malaysian or whatever, they speak there. Never been there, I have no idea.
Well,
but
at least
if you text in some foreign language, you risk a whole bunch of people deleting it without knowing what was there because they don't know the language.
You know, here's my question, though. You know, at least you couldn't read it, because you know, the ones I feel sorry for were the ones who could read it, for crying out loud.
Well, but okay, but then you never get the information. You might spend the next 20 years not knowing the information that did happen to be there. I'm not saying it's the proper way to give that information.
I think what it is
not, but
I think what it proves is these people are idiots.
Yes, there's a much better way to do it than texting.
Horribly unsensitive. By the way, the Malaysian Airlines folks are defending it, saying, "Well, they didn't want these people to hear about it from other sources, so they sent them a crass text." Chad says they should have been upfront and honest to the families. A text message is just not right. Yeah, no kidding. Our big question had to do with last night's dining selections, though, here in Botno. We are in Botno. We're going to talk with some of the folks from Botno a little bit about what is happening in this four-season playground up on the North Dakota-Canadian border. The Turtle Mountains are here. They call it a four-season playground because there is so much to do, and we're here at the invite of Pat Arts from the State Bank of Botno today, who we're going to chat with in just a little bit about some of the great things that are happening in this community in our little road trip today for What's on Your Mind. And we actually posted on Facebook last night a picture of a piece of prime rib to die for up at the A-Frame Bar and Grill, which is right on Lake Minnegoshi. We were trying to determine what the best thing about Botno was, whether it was the A-Frame or whether it was Lake Minnegoshi prime rib, or whether it was Botno Winter Park, or do you know they have a dairy here? Yeah, they have an actual dairy. A real dairy, by golly! And we're going to actually talk with some of the folks about there. I love small towns. What's not to love in these wonderful little small towns like Botno? And we're celebrating them today on What's on Your Mind. So we'll tell you about another of the little small town restaurants right here in Botno, and talk with our host, Pat Arts from State Bank of Botno, when we come back on What's on Your Mind.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
The exporter of the year in North Dakota is Legacy Steel Buildings. You know why? They're building buildings all across the world. They're building them in the Bakken. They're building them in farmsteads in North and South Dakota and Minnesota. They're building retail. You need office space? They can do it. Retail store? They got you covered. How about a hangar? Not a problem. Legacy Steel is the solution to your warehousing woes. Their buildings save you time and money by reducing the traditional construction associated with brick, wood, or block structures. Every building fully customizable with a variety of ceiling lights, windows, insulation, doors, and more. 30-year warranties, fastest shipping in the industry, and 100% made in America. Call Bach and Bruce and his team at Legacy Steel Building today. Legacy Steel Buildings, 800-237-9620. Got it? 800-237-9620, or online at legacysteelbuilding.com.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
We be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Great news, Pure Water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
All right, so Todd, I hate to do this to you, but I'm about to take a picture of something I'll put on our Facebook page so folks can find out. I don't know what it is, but I can't seem to go anywhere without getting some sort of delicacy that poor Todd misses out on back there at the K-Fire Studios in Bismarck.
But, well, what am I missing out on today?
Shelly, I'm going to have Shelly tell you. Because I think she made it. Shelly Spang from the Pride Dairy. What is this, Shelly, that you handed me a moment ago?
That is the Breakfast of Champions. It's our Juneberry ice cream cone.
A Juneberry ice cream cone.
Ooh.
In a homemade waffle cone.
In a homemade waffle cone. And the ice cream is homemade, too.
Correct.
You actually make it at Pride Dairy.
We do.
Unbelievable. So, Todd, sorry to do that to you, but
I am a definite loser for missing out on that Breakfast of Champions. Holy cow!
No kidding, and this thing is a meal. It's wonderful. Jeff Beyer is here, and Shelly Spang from the Pride Dairy in Botno, and Jeff, the owner, told me that the only place in North Dakota where they actually make the ice cream at the place you buy it is in Botno, North Dakota. I found another reason I love Botno, North Dakota. That's fabulous. How are you, Jeff?
Very well, thank you.
So how long has Pride Dairy been doing that?
Pride Dairy's been in existence since 1930. In 1942 is when we started making ice cream.
Is that right?
Yep.
And how many different flavors of ice cream do you make?
We keep it right around between 18 and 20 is what we continually, and we rotate flavors from time to time.
And, Shelly, you said the Juneberry is the hot seller?
It is. We, as far as we know, we're the only ones that make Juneberry ice cream.
So how do you make Juneberry ice cream?
Well, we buy Juneberries from the local people who pick them for us. We turn it into a Juneberry sauce and add it to our ice cream mix.
Wow. And whip it up right there.
Correct. We also have a Juneberry cow pie that we are famous for, which is Juneberry ice cream on a stick dipped in chocolate.
Well, maybe I could bring one of those back, Todd. I'll put it in the trunk to keep it nice and cold for you.
There you go. Yeah, because as much as it's technically spring, it's still winter here. It'll keep cold.
No kidding. That is fabulous. Now, so Pride Dairy started in 1930 and obviously continues to evolve. If folks come to Pride Dairy in Botno, what are they going to find now?
One of the newest things that we did is we opened up a little ice cream parlor within the building called the Dairy Dipper 2. Back in the 50s, they had the original Dairy Dipper, and for whatever reason, in 1960, it closed. But that was something that Shelly and I talked about for quite a few years, of resurrecting that and reopening it. And we did that. This will be our fourth upcoming summer, and that has been just absolutely wonderful, the traffic that we've generated and the publicity that we've got because of it. Has been very, very popular.
Do you hear stories from people all the time that have that Pride Dairy favorite memory, Shelly?
We do, and we're proud to be making new memories with the new generation with the Pride Dairy 2, Dairy Dipper 2.
That's neat. And we're having lunch later here, a little roundtable at the State Bank of Botno, and going to find out about some of the great things happening in the community. And I understand you're providing lunch for us today, so you're a lunch spot, too.
Yes, we started that in November, another chance to fill up our tables when the ice cream is a little slower So we serve soup and sandwiches from 11 to 2, Monday through Friday.
That's fantastic. And what else does Pride Dairy do? I don't know if you can do anymore.
We do all these great stories, Jeff.
But what else do you do?
Butter is something else that we manufacture there. Butter is a big part of our business. Then we distribute milk, fluid milk, in about a 50-mile radius of Otno.
Where do you get the milk?
We partner with Dean Foods out of Bismarck. They bring fluid milk up to us, and then we, in return, they take ice cream back with them and butter back with them.
Oh, okay. And what's your biggest seller?
As far as ice cream would be our biggest. That's our trump card, if you will. You know, we move more ice cream than anything.
That's pretty cool. And I imagine, busy summers here with all the folks up at Lake Minnegoshi, it's a must-stop, right?
Oh, mm-hmm. Definitely.
Wines out the door, Shelley, or what?
Oh, we've had that, yes. Mm-hmm. We last summer, we served 89 shakes in an hour and 10 minutes.
Holy buckets. We had
a group of missionaries here, and it's a thrill to get a line.
That's pretty neat. Mm-hmm. I'm a big fan of butter, too, so I'm going to have to haul some butter home.
Yeah.
That sounds neat. Pride Dairy in beautiful downtown Botno. Anything else you guys want to share?
Probably the biggest thing is, in the Bismarck area, Dan's Supermarket carries our ice cream down there now. So that'd be one place people can get it and try it.
Are you looking to expand to more places and get it in the stores?
Yeah, we're slowly spreading out. We're covering most of North Dakota now, quite a bit of Minnesota and South Dakota. So we're pushing out further every year.
How about in the Valley? Any stores in the Valley that are...
Hugo's.
Hugo's has it in the Grand Forks area. And in Fargo, I really can't remember right off the top of my head.
But you can look for a good North Dakota-made ice cream.
Yes.
Yeah. When you're at the supermarket that comes right out of Botno, North Dakota.
Yeah. Just ask for it if your grocery store does not carry it.
Yeah, because then they will soon carry it, won't they, Shelley?
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Well, thank you both for coming in and telling us a neat story about a iconic part of Botno, and thanks for the cone.
You're very, very welcome. Thank you.
Yeah, you bet. That's fantastic. The folks from the Pride Dairy in Botno, and I'm telling you, I don't know if I've ever actually multitasked doing a talk show and eating an ice cream cone, but I'm loving life today, finding yet another great reason to come to Botno. I'm glad you asked us to come up here, Pat Arts. Pat Arts from the State Bank of Botno, our host here. How are you?
Doing great. Thanks for coming, Scott.
Good to see you again. It previously was down there in Frisco, Texas.
Yeah, it was a great time.
Yeah. And is there more Bison or more Sioux fans up here in Botno, would you say?
I think there's more Bison fans, but we do have a good hockey following in Botno, and there are a lot of UND hockey fans. But I'm going to say, hey, I got the mic. There's a lot more Bison fans.
There you go. Yeah. Well, I noticed the Bison paraphernalia everywhere in your office, but I did go into at least one of their office where I saw a Sioux hockey jersey on the wall here. So
yeah, that'd be our investment center broker, Darren Bull. He's an alumnus, went through the flight program, and it's good arguments go on back and forth here, which makes it a great rivalry.
You know, I don't know how many communities under 3,000 people have as much to offer folks as Botno. This is a little jewel up here.
It is. It's really, when you look at the North Central region, a lot of good communities in our trade area, but really for a population of around 3,000 with a diversity. It's a great place to not only live, but have a part of a business. If raising children here, the school systems are awesome. It's just a good thing. Recreation, Lake Minnegoshi, agriculture, oil, Main Street business, education. It's a very good place to be. Looking forward to our 11:15 roundtable with our new county agent and other business people in town. I think you're gonna hear more of all the good things that are going on here.
Yeah, Pat arranged a little roundtable with folks so we can, it always helps when we're out on the road. Obviously, you only have so much airtime to talk about what's going on, but it's nice also to meet the folks here and just get a little background on what's going on. Helps us, all year long as we're on the air everywhere else. Talk about all the great places in North Dakota, which is why we love bringing our microphones wherever we can be in North Dakota. What drives the economy of Botno? Is there a single thing?
I think you got to put your finger on agriculture. The county is a very good productive agriculture, production agriculture, whether it be crops, livestock. That's the number one thing, at least drives our business. And I think, when the farm goes, so does business. But recreation, I think, is second place. I got some oil activity north of Souris and West Hope, but quite honestly, when I grew up in that area, and there's good stable business over that way in the oil field, whether it be or Hamswell Service, Ward Williston Basin Service, people that pump wells, check wells, Orbit Pumping's been there for years. There's a lot of business out that the oil is driven. So I'm going to say agriculture, oil, and recreation fighting for second and third, and obviously the business that goes with it. So it's Menegoshi is the jewel, as you saw last night. It's really fills in a lot of gaps, at least for our business and everybody else. When you have slow times, I think Jeff and Shelley have said that. You talk to the grocery store owner come Friday afternoon. A lot of people buzz out of Minot, wherever they're coming from, Mulhall, Sherwood. Don't get things organized. They'll stop by the store and hit the tills before they head up the hill.
You know, I was amazed at looking around Menegoshi. It seems as though the day of the cabin on the lake is giving way to the complex on the lake.
Yeah, that has changed. My little granary is overshadowed by someone, but I think that's great. It's good for the lumber yards. If you talk to any tradesman in this area, they're busy. Electrician, plumber, people like that. That has just been a full-time thing going on. Carpenters. But, yeah, it's your RV dealers downtown at the lake, Larson Marine, Johnson, down at the highway here. It's been a busy, not only the cabin, but all. Sometimes I think the cabin is the cheap part. When you put all the boats and the docks and everything else, it's but it's been a great impact economically for our area.
We had a caller want to know if there's downhill skiing in Botno. Is there ever?
Yes. Botno Winter Park, very good place. They also added the tube runs. I took my 2.5-year-old daughter up there 2 weeks ago. It was a great time. I'm not a skier myself, but in time, hopefully she is. And it's a great area. It's just up the hill, 10 miles and a little bit to the west. It's draws them in from everywhere. I know you asked Ben earlier, Saskatchewan, Manitoba. All over. It was a tough year, I think. Cedric will mention today. It was really cold. I think they're probably down a little bit, but they have the tools in place to be successful. And now with the adaptive ski program, I think that's going to be another twist for people, wounded warriors, whatever, to come up and enjoy some of the beauty of the Turtle Mountains.
Yeah, they have a beautiful facility up there now. I got a chance to tour it yesterday, and it was named for a Stanley, North Dakota native. This chalet that they've added, I guess for lack of a better term, just a facility that houses everything up there and really is neat. And Nicole Nelson, who died at age 30 in the terrorist attacks of 9/11. She was actually a bond broker for the investment bank Cantor Fitzgerald, working on the 104th floor, only a North Dakota native to die in the attacks on 9/11. And she had a bucket list on her computer. Her parents got a hold of the bucket list, and they've made that part of the whole facility up there. And, of course, some of her bucket list things were to do some things like being healthier and building a house in North Dakota and going helicopter skiing with her dad. And so a group of family and friends and some other organizations came together, the Botno Winter Park, and built this facility that allows a lot of those things that were on our bucket list to happen right here. But also, in a partnership with the Ann Carlson Center, they have an adaptive recreational facility, so they are helping an array of individuals with disabilities and wounded warriors be able to not only ski, but also all year long hike and fish and canoe and have trainers that do this. And we met a couple of them yesterday. A lot of volunteers that make that go. It's really, really neat. Hang tight, Pat. We'll chat some more after the break. We are live in Botno today, bringing our What's On Your Mind microphones. And we'll have more of our conversation with the good folks here from Botno after a short time out on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
Did you know there are as many as 143 different species of weeds that stubbornly refuse to succumb to herbicides growing in the United States? The North Dakota Soybean Council considers herbicide-resistant weeds a major problem that requires immediate attention. Soybean producers can no longer rely on one input or one mode of action to effectively treat these weeds. It is important to arm yourself with more weapons to apply against weeds, such as crop rotation, residual herbicides, and multiple herbicide modes of action. These tools can help you manage herbicide-resistant weeds growing in fields already and prevent the development of new herbicide-resistant species. We also encourage you to develop more diverse weed management plans to keep these weeds from spreading further. For more information to prevent herbicide-resistant weeds from spreading, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
If it's time for a Hurricane Force truck wash, but you hate wasting the time, then the North Dakota Truck Wash is for you. The North Dakota Truck Wash in Stanley wants you to know there's no waiting time between 6 and 10, a.m. or p.m. If those times work for you, you'll enjoy no wait times and a free engine wash at North Dakota's best truck wash, the Bakken's best, Hurricane Force, the North Dakota Truck Wash in Stanley. Again, no waiting time between 6 and 10 a.m. or 6 and 10 p.m. at the North Dakota Truck Wash, Stanley.
USS North Dakota will be commissioned May 31st. She's the most modern attack submarine in the world. I'm Bob Weepold on behalf of USS North Dakota. Join me and many others across our great state in making history. Your tax-deductible contribution of $100 up to $5,000 assures she will have an historic and memorable commissioning as she joins the fleet. Your contribution includes your name in USS North Dakota's commissioning book. Making history begins at our website, ussnd.com. Donate today at ussnd.com and be a part of history. Thank you.
One in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Back in Botno today on What's on Your Mind. Chat more with Pat Arts of the Security State Bank, our host here in a moment. And by the way, I'm still enjoying that Juneberry ice cream cone. It's the Breakfast of Champions, all right. It's
rub it in.
20 minutes into this baby now, and I'm still working away on it. PrideDairy.com if you want to drool some, Todd, you know. And next time you go to Mount Rushmore, they actually have the Pride Dairy ice cream at Mount Rushmore. Thomas Jefferson's actual recipe, believe it or not. So
really? Wow.
Yes. I think you better like them on Facebook quick. Pride Dairy Botno. I haven't posted this picture yet. I'm just trying to, you know, get your mouth watering a little more, but I'll do it before we go.
Well, I know you don't want to slobber all over your computer and stuff. I know.
Exactly. Why do farmers do what they do? That's a question we ask, and we go to the North Dakota Farm Bureau for answers. North Dakota Farm Bureau bringing ag home. And one of the questions you submitted was, why do young people get involved in agriculture? And so we found a grain farmer from Ypsilanti, Levi, to answer that question. Levi, why do young people get involved in agriculture?
Yeah, I think there's definitely a place for young people in our state, in North Dakota, to get involved in agriculture. When you look at the average age of the American farmer being 65 years age or plus, there's definitely going to be room for young people to get involved in our industry within our state. I think it just comes down to finding out whether you're a passionate person or a hard worker, then transferring that over to finding a job with either a farmer, a hired hand, or a local elevator. And if you're just willing to work hard and put in the time, I think that's going to pay off for you in the long run, and you never know what opportunities will be open for you in the future.
All right, Levi, I appreciate that. And if you have questions why farmers do what they do, submit them to ndfb.org on the Contact Us page. We'll get you answers here, courtesy of the North Dakota Farm Bureau, one of our sponsors, on What's On Your Mind. Find out more about the Farm Bureau, all they have to offer, lots of great discounts, ndfb.org. Why do farmers do what they do? All right, we're back in Botno today, State Bank of Botno, and we're chatting with Pat Arts, who is the president of the State Bank of Botno and our host, and we appreciate him. I want to thank, by the way, all of our sponsors for making this broadcast possible, including the State Bank of Botno, serving this area since 1901. Here I thought Pride Dairy had something going at 1930. They got them by 29 years at the State Bank of Botno, by golly. Wold Engineering, they've been up here since 1955, known to provide quality services, consulting engineers and surveyors, got a great professional staff. Appreciate the folks at Wold Engineering taking projects on statewide, as a matter of fact, and local, county, state, and federal governments, architectural construction firms, industrial clients in the oil and pipeline business, and numerous utility companies as well. The Cobblestone Inn, where we stayed last night, saw one of the reviews, said, hey, we needed a place to stay in Botno for an extended period of time. Thought we'd have to stay in Minot and make that 80-mile drive. No, found the Cobblestone. Fantastic, warm welcome. Facility was excellent. Staff was warm, friendly. The room was comfortable. Breakfast was delicious. I'd agree, by the way. It was fantastic. Nodak Supply, one of our sponsors. Verizon, True Value, Radio Shack. Of course, everything you need, farm and home. Mickelson Aggregates, as well as First State Insurance. And thank all of our sponsors for helping bring this broadcast possible today from Botno, North Dakota. Glad you asked us to come up, Pat. It's been fun to be here.
Yeah, it's been a fun day so far. We truly have a lot to offer here in Botno. It's a great place to live and work.
Now, you have a new facility that's going up soon.
Yeah, we do. We recently decided we want to be part of Highway 5. I think probably have the worst location in town as far as a financial institution, and I feel we're going to the best location, going down to the corner of Highway 5 and Main Street. And I guess the main reasons, we basically outgrown this facility, and we wanted to have a place where our insurance agency and our investment center and bank are all in one building, and I think to be more efficient, and we're growing and basically making it big enough for growth in the future, because I feel I want to be part, along with my co-owners of this bank, to grow with the Botno in the future.
And Botno is growing. I mean, it's that's what's been the fun thing. There's a vibrancy you sense here, and I know that you can say that about a lot of 3,000 person communities in North Dakota, you know, especially one that's sort of isolated a little bit. I mean, which is in a way kind of a part of the uniqueness of Botno, isn't it?
It is, and I really think the key to the diversity is Lake Minnegoshi. I really do. I just feel that it's agriculture, oil, a lot of communities in the area have that, but we have Minnegoshi and the Turtle Mountains, and I really think that gives it the uniqueness on a northern border town.
Yeah, it's true. How many North Dakotan cities can say they're on a mountain range, right?
Absolutely. And until you see Minnegoshi, you don't know what it is. It really is the best-kept secret in North Dakota.
Yeah, it really is amazing. It's just a beautiful little area. And, of course, I can't imagine when it's loaded up with boats and fishermen and skiers and jet skiers and all the fun out there. It's got to be really something.
And snowmobilers and ice fishermen, cross-country skiers, snowshoers in the winter.
Yeah. And you live the four-season playground thing here very well, don't you?
We do, yeah.
About a minute left. What do you want folks to know that they might not know about Botno, Pat?
I just think it's a awesome community to live, to do business, and I'm looking forward to the growth. I think if you're looking to get away and take a drive, come on up and visit whatever season of the year it is. There's plenty of recreation to do. We have awesome businesses on Main Street and Highway 5. Excellent. If you have a student, senior, junior, or maybe you're whatever age are looking to go back to school, awesome college, Dakota College at Botno, lays a great foundation for whatever you want to do in life. And I think Ken Gross is going to, the dean of our college, is going to join us on our roundtable. But it's a great, we're so lucky to have this. As far as employment, it creates a lot of jobs, but also from a standpoint, I can truly talk about, because I went there, it's a great place to get your foundation to get your four-year degree going off somewhere else.
There's a lot happening here. Appreciate you having us.
Thank you for coming.
Thanks a bunch.
Go Bison.
There you go. More of our broadcast from Botno, North Dakota, coming up on What's On Your Mind. Back to the phones coming up.
To the program that asks a very important question every day. What's On Your Mind? 800-228-0550.
What is it worth to feel good? With a miracle chair, you can feel good. 20 minutes a day and you're a new person. Hi, folks, it's Scott Hannon to tell you about a North Dakota distributor for this relax-to-zero, state-of-the-art design, ultimate luxury experience massage chair. Let me talk about zero gravity for a moment. Zero gravity alleviates stress on the heart and supports the heart by reducing the heart rate to stabilize breathing, boost the amount of oxygen in the blood. It refreshes the muscles. It promotes back health. It improves blood circulation. Every single person that I've talked to that's been in this chair confirms what I've found. This chair is amazing. 20 minutes, twice a day, and I feel like a new person. And now, it's distributed right here from North Dakota. Setup, delivery, the works, all included. Find out more at MiracleChair.net, MiracleChair.net, or call for a free test drive at Fargo or Grand Forks, 701-746-9950. 701-746-9950. The Miracle Chair. You'll love it.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.